like there's no refuge for the lost. But I believe in the precious blood that Calvary cost.
Oh, hallelujah,
I trust the cross.
For the sin, there is sweet forgiveness, and for the broken healing can be found, and lonely hearts can find a refuge, and captive souls can be unbound.
I trust the cross, I trust the cross. In times like these, the world can seem like there's no
Amen. Legacy 5 here on Sounds of Praise, and I trust the cross. Let's go back to the beginning of this set. We heard the Bishop Hezekiah Walker in the LRC with I Need You to Survive. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar follow with Anthony Hamilton with It's All Right, It's Okay. Pastor Marvin Sapp with Nick with He Carried Me. James Fortune, Zacati Cortez, and Fire with Next with Favor of God. And Legacy 5 conclude this set with I Trust the Cross. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports. That's the number to call. 1-855-915-9636. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, along with Nicki Minaj, and I Am Getting Ready.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Woo. 'Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing.
Same. vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepare for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Fasting, God's doing a new thing.
get ready for overflow. Oh, I'm getting ready to see, oh, something I've never seen.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight, quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress? Just the freedom to know that you are blessed. I reply with every now and then. But life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. And that's all I have to be, and that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my bills. Good enough to raise my kids. Past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm good. Let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, then you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
716 here on Sounds of Praise. That was Tim Bowman Jr. and I'm good. Sending that one out to Paris. Okay, 716, and it's time for us to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Leading us into the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus, here on Sounds of Praise.
fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
Hopes were gone, their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. Faith to guide me, I found the way. The sun is shining for me today. I found the answer, and I learned to pray.
Sing, Mahalia.
And weary, and I had gone astray, walking in the darkness. I could not find the way, but then a light came shining.
Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson here on Sounds of Praise with I Found the Answer, I Learned to Pray. And they were preceded by Dorothy Norwood and Old Jesus. 7:25 is the Sounds of Praise time, and these are our prayer requests. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying that God's going to continue to touch her eyes and give her complete deliverance. We're praying for the Robinson family. They've lost a loved one. And we're praying that God's going to strengthen them during their time of loss, the Robinson family. We're praying for P. We're thanking God, praising God. She's home from the hospital, and that God's going to continue to work and be in her behalf. P, who is home from the hospital. Praying for myself and for my wife. God will continue to touch our bodies. We've been afflicted with head colds and coughing and sneezing and all of the above. Pray that God's going to minister on our behalf, Donnelly and Elaine. And also heard from my editor, and the book number one should be completed. The editing process should be completed by the end of this month. So we're praising God for that and going to move on with the other plans that we have for book number one, The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning praising and thanking you for this day that you've allowed us to see. This is the first Sunday in the new year 2019. We don't know what this year holds, but we know that you hold all things in your hands. You're the maker, you're the creator, you're the sustainer. And so therefore, as our Savior and our Lord, we're trusting you that you're going to work powerfully in the behalf of your people. Remember Michelle of Medford, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what the situation may look like, Lord, as far as her eyes are concerned, we know that you're the healer. You brought her thus far. And you're able to take her all the way through to the victory that you have for her. So we're claiming victory in your name. And may we hear in the future the wondrous things that you've accomplished in her behalf is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Robinson family, who lost a loved one, Father, we pray you would minister powerfully in the lives of these individuals. We pray, oh God, you would give them your strength, your direction. May the Spirit of the living God just fill each and every heart with love so that they might accomplish all that needs to be accomplished during these difficult times. And may many, O Lord, be blessed and strengthened through the life of their departed one. And may they take up the mantle and follow in the step that she has established so that they too might be individuals who point others to the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is able to save and sustain and provide blessings, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praising you, Lord, for P, who's home from the hospital. We thank you, Lord, for how you've touched her body. Pray, Lord, you continue to minister on her behalf, Lord. May she realize, O Lord, that the healing that she needs has come from your hand and that you're able to do all things well. You're the restorer of every good and every perfect gift. And nothing is too high for you. And may she in turn yield herself totally to your control as never before, so that her life might be a tremendous blessing in the lives of others whom she will interact with. And may she have a tremendous testimony to them of all that you've done in her behalf, so that they too may call you blessed, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for myself and my wife, Lord, we thank you for how you've touched our bodies thus far. Looking to you, O God, for complete deliverance, complete healing, return us to full strength so we might be able to do the things you've called us to do. Pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in each situation, Lord. May we recognize, O Lord, as we place our faith and our trust and our confidence in you, Lord, you're able to do more than we can ask or think or desire. So we're open to receive all that you have for us so that your benefits and your blessings might flow out in great anointing from our lives into the lives of others whom we contact each and every day. And we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to do, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And as far as my book is concerned, book number one, we pray, oh Lord, you continue to work in the life of my editor, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, guide and direct her. And may she complete the editing process, and may we be ready to go from that point onward with the things that we have to also accomplish before the book is ready for sale. So we pray, oh Lord, that you minister powerfully in our behalf during these days which are ahead, and may 2019 be the day of great breakthrough and breakout in that area, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. 7:30 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, the evangelist and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, August Sunday, January the 6th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. I'm secretly hoping for warmer weather. Although they're talking about snow and sleet and all kinds of stuff like that in the future. But anyway, it's winter. It's New England, so we'll do our best. So far, we can't complain. November, December have gone by and no major snowstorms, although my brother-in-law up in Acton said he got 9 inches of snow, I think, around Thanksgiving time. So, shortly before Thanksgiving. So, We have nothing to complain here, down here, unless you're a skier. And if you're a skier, you can go to the ski areas. I understand there's plenty of snow up there. And when it doesn't fall, they can make it. So therefore, God bless the skiers in the ski area. 7:31 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Someone just asked me a little while ago, did I get their phone call? And I'm not really sure which line they called on. They might have called me on my cell, or they might have called me on the business phone or the home phone. But anyway, I get a lot of calls, and hopefully, just yesterday, I'll give you an example. Just yesterday, I was involved with, let's see what I'm doing here. Yesterday, I was involved with catching up on my mail, which went back to, I think, Tuesday of last week. So I just caught up with all my mail for Tuesday of last week. So phone calls and emails and all the other things that get sent my way sometimes takes me a while to get to them. But if you have a prayer request or a praise report you want to send it to us, you can send it to me on my phone, office phone, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D.A., R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. You need to remember, however, we are a growing ministry. We have more ministry than we have people to help. And so it takes us a while sometimes to get a hold of everything that comes to us. But we work diligently at it, and we're doing our best to keep up as best we can. And I imagine when the book starts getting more operative, we're going to have even more situations to deal with. But we're trusting that God's going to provide the helping hands that we need to keep the process moving. That's a prayer request right there. Okay, 7:34 here on Sounds of Praise. Let's keep the show rolling. Brian Courtney Wilson from the album Worth Fighting For. And this is Stand My Ground here on Sounds of Praise.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, and the troubles of this life begin to weigh me down, I've decided not to give way to the fear. I discovered that your presence means my help is near.
I'll stand my ground, and I will worship you. I'm moving forward, nothing will be the same. My hope is built on you, Lord, because you're mighty to save. I'll stand my ground.
Anybody wanna stand
here? I'll worship you.
Anybody wanna worship?
I'll stand my ground.
I'll stand my ground.
I'll worship you.
Come on, clap your hands. Worship him tonight. We tried to make it real easy. Come on, sing it together.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, and the troubles of this life begin to weigh me down, I decided not to give way to the fear.
discovered that your presence means my help is near.
Yes. I'll stand my ground.
I'll stand my ground.
And I will worship you.
I'm moving
forward. Nothing will be the same.
Hope is built
my
on
hope
you, Lord.
Is built on you, Lord.
Because
you're mighty
to save.
I'll stand my ground.
Anybody wanna stand
I'll
with me?
Worship you.
Anybody wanna worship?
I'll stand my ground.
I'll stand my ground.
I'll worship you.
Come on, worship with me right here.
Is covering me. You've never been defeated. I'm standing because I believe.
Y'all come on, help me sing it right here.
You are my strength and weakness. Your grace is covering
me. Your grace is covering me.
And this is Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton inviting you to come just as you are.
You are.
I can't think of a better way to begin the year 2019 than to give your life to Jesus Christ if you've never done that before. Or if you've done it in the past and you strayed from where you should be, this is a great time to come back and return and receive the benefits and blessings, the assurance that His salvation alone can give. And in these difficult, troublesome times that we're living in, I don't think it would need much coercion on my part for someone to lead me to faith in Christ if I was not already a born-again believer in Him. So since I am on God's side, that's the victorious side, I'm here to encourage you that you can come and join me and the many others who've given their life to Christ and continue to receive the assurance that He alone can give as we go through each and every new day of 2019. No matter what it brings, we know that we have His assurance, His victory, if we yield ourselves to Him and to His control. So right now, I'd like to lead you in prayer. There's no magic in these words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation gift alive in your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, in Jesus' name, I come this morning, this first Sunday in the year 2019. I've been told that every time someone takes a breath, inhales and exhales, three people around the world pass off the scene. They're no longer here. They were living, they were breathing, and then they were gone. And I know that one day my last breath is going to come. And I want to be certain that when I breathe that last breath, that I am what the Bible says, absent from this body, to be present with the Lord. So I'm coming to you, Lord, asking you to cleanse me from all my sin, all my unrighteousness, all that's not like you, and empower me to live this new life, 2019, in a way that will be pleasing in your sight because of your word and your spirit who will come and live within me. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your opportunity to receive you as Savior and Lord of my life this day. I'm yielding myself to you and to your control, and thanking you for the victory that is mine through your victory on the cross of Calvary and then through the resurrection. And I pray that by your Holy Spirit, I live a life that you might use to guide others to the truth of Jesus Christ, is my prayer, in His name and for His praise and for His glory. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it, because that's the material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive it. Call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to allow God to guide and direct you into what church you should become part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to show up at your house unannounced. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 7:47, the Sounds of Praise time. Hopefully you've given your life to the Lord. And if so, like I said, please contact us so we can send you some material to let you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. And this is Mark Lowry. And once you receive God's salvation gift, you're going to say, what's not to love about all that God has in store for me?
What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love about amazing grace?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love? What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love
about a peace that keeps me through the night?
What's not to love?
Nail-scarred hands that hold me tight.
What's not to love?
About the healing touch that gave me sight.
And since I learned to trust Him, everything's gonna be alright.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
The Savior took my place. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
About amazing grace. I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
He gives new mercy every morning like rain.
What's not to love?
I walk in favor I just can't explain.
What's not to love?
I've been forgiven. Love broke every chain. And look who's been adopted. And the King gave me His name. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
About amazing grace. I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus? What's not to love?
Now can I get a witness? I just got to testify. Some people call me crazy, but I'm the apple of His eye. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Oh, oh, oh.
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Hear the music? Can you feel the beat? The angels must be dancing, 'cause He's singing over me. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love? What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love? He's just wild about me. I always make Him smile. My picture's in His wallet, 'cause I'm His favorite child. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sin has been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
About amazing grace. Somebody tell me.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
Mark Lowry here on Sounds of Praise and What's Not to Love. And since we're talking about love, how about Fred Hammond and his perfect love?
Yeah. Receive his love today. Brothers and sisters, lend me your ear. Be of good courage, be of good cheer. I hope you find comfort in these words I say.
This perfect love is on you today. This perfect love is on you today.
If there is sunshine,
love.
Okay, 7:58, and the mats are in the house for a first Sunday in the year 2019 edition of Brutal Brunch coming your way. So it's time for me to pack the bag and move out until next Sunday. We'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, with more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So until then, it's yours, Donnelly Brown, saying have a fantastic Sunday. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when I do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.